You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every year, kids take the SAT college entrance exam. Thanks to Idaho making the student achievement test a priority, students here in our state get to take the exam for free. So that test costs our state $1 million a year. Idaho Education News is reporting that the latest test scores have fallen backward for the second year in a row. Here today to break down the latest numbers and maybe figure out why this is happening is Kevin Richard. He's joining us live in studio. Of course, Kevin is with Idaho Ed News. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so set the stage for us. How have kids been doing on the SATs here in Idaho kind of over the years?
Well, it's been kind of a struggle. As you alluded to, the numbers have decreased, and there was a fairly significant drop-off this year. And why we care this much about the SAT scores, as you mentioned, because the state makes the SAT available to every student in the state for free, it's a pretty good yardstick of where high school juniors stack up in terms of college readiness, career readiness, things that the state has been talking about for years, making sure that high school graduates are ready for their next stage of life, whether it is college or career. So the SAT, because students are taking it pretty much across the board, gives you a pretty good yardstick of where they stack up. And the numbers dropped again this year. The average score for 11th graders came to 976 on a test where the scale is 1,600.
That's the average, 976.
Right, and that factors in your math section of the SAT along with the English language section of it. That was a decrease, and as I break down the numbers a little bit further, as I looked into the numbers a little bit further when I got back, you saw some drop-offs even in some of the larger districts, even in some of the districts that did well. Boise District, as a case in point, Boise scores were above the state average, but they dropped a few points from last year to this year.
So how many years has the state been paying for kids to take this?
This goes back at least 7 or 8 years. This goes back to Tom Luna's days as state superintendent. And the idea behind it at the time was the state wanted to make a college entrance exam a high school graduation requirement. So every high school student has to take a college entrance exam, whether or not he or she is planning to go to college. It's just a graduation requirement. You don't have to hit a certain score. You just have to take a test. So as a corollary to that, the state decided, well, if we're going to require kids to take a college entrance exam, let's offset the costs and make the SAT available to students for free. So these scores that we're talking about, these scores that came out in June, these are the scores from April when virtually every high school junior in the state takes the SAT. They take it during the school day. They take it on, I think it's like a Tuesday or some day during the week. They don't have to come in on a Saturday. They all take it. So these are the scores we saw from that test day back in April.
So this isn't something where, we're seeing 2 years in a row this score sliding back because more kids are taking it. So that's not skewing this. This has been something that kids have been taking for a while now, like as a requirement.
Right. And I try to be very careful whenever we report about the SAT scores because it is so easy to skew these results and misread these results because when virtually every student in the state, in our state, is taking the SAT, it's not fair to compare Idaho's numbers with a state like Utah or Wyoming, where a small fraction of students take the SAT. And think it through. That small fraction of students that are taking the SAT, those are kids who are planning to go to college.
Well, and those
and
are
probably planning to go to a fairly elite college. I mean, those are the kids in Utah and Wyoming who may be looking to go to Stanford or to one of the Ivy League schools or Gonzaga or, just click off, your in-state or out-of-state, more elite institutions. So their scores are going to be higher than Idaho's. But you can look at Idaho's numbers over time and look at the decrease and wonder why that is occurring. Mm-hmm.
So what you did find in this, do I have this right, Kevin, that when the juniors took this, they only 33% met the math benchmark?
Well, yeah, and so let's talk about the benchmarks and talk about what we saw there. So there are benchmark scores for both sections of the SAT, the math section and the English language section, and roughly translated what the College Board is talking about when they talk about college readiness is a student who gets this score on the SAT has a pretty good chance of at least getting a C in his or her first college-level course in math or English language. So 31% of the students in Idaho who took the test in April met both of the benchmark scores, both for math and for English language. A third of them met the math benchmark, as you mentioned. Here's what's really interesting is 42% of the students didn't meet either of the benchmarks. So they didn't meet the college or career readiness benchmark in either math or English language arts. So more students met neither benchmark than met both of the benchmarks.
So you've been covering education in our state for many years. What do you think this means when it comes to where are juniors in high school and the education that they are getting, or even the preparedness outside of high school?
I think it has to be a bit of a wake-up call to the folks who are working on Governor Little's Education Task Force. And this is a follow-up, obviously, to the Education Task Force we saw in 2013. Mm-hmm. And Governor Little has given this task force very specific orders. He wants recommendations that will help students read better, you know, younger students, K-3 students, improve reading. Mm-hmm. But he also wants the other goal to be college and career readiness, exactly what we're talking about here with the SAT. So if the test scores are flat to actually dropping at a time when a new governor and a newly formulated task force is trying to look at college and career readiness, that has to be kind of a sobering bit of news coming from these test scores.
Well, and then we go back to this idea of wanting 60% go on rate, and that, you know, that deadline keeps being moved. And yet, how does that correlate to getting 60% of people to go on in some way outside of high school when you have college entrance exam scores that are falling backward?
It doesn't help. I mean, you know, the 60% goal isn't necessarily a college completion goal.
Correct.
Either. I mean, you know, the state wants students to do something beyond high school, and it may or may not be college. It may be professional career technical training. But if your college and career readiness, as measured by the SAT, which has been the state's, you know, college entrance exam of choice now for close to a decade, if your numbers are dropping there, like I say, that's got to be a concern. That's got to be sobering as this task force begins its work and gets into the work of trying to figure out recommendations to bring to the legislature next year.
So when the students take the test their junior year, I mean, going back to when I was in high school, I remember taking it, I believe, my early junior year, and then I took it twice. I mean, a lot of kids take it twice.
Yeah.
So what is that? Are seniors retaking this, and do we know how they're doing on this?
That would be a good thing to know. I mean, what we've got is the snapshot from this SAT day with high school juniors, and you're right. And I, you know, that was my story too as a high school student. I took it, you know, end of my junior year. Yeah, I took it again fall of my senior year, and I did quite a bit better. And that, you know, that stands to reason. Students have seen the test; they're accustomed to the test. They understand, you know, the kind of quirky,
well, even kind of the
SAT
weird questions and things like that.
And
yeah,
just the pressure of, okay, you're going to be taking this college entrance exam. It's going to take 3 hours. It's a grind. You know, what are you in for? What is it going to? What's ahead of you on test day? Stands to reason students are going to do better the second time around. So this isn't, you know, this is a snapshot. And as State Superintendent Cherry Barr likes to say about these test results, they're a snapshot. They give you one sense of where students are on one given day. It's not a be-all and end-all. And even colleges are looking at the SAT that way. I mean, it's, you know, for a lot of colleges, it's an ingredient in trying to determine whether to admit a student. You know, some colleges are even getting away from really looking at the SAT much at all in terms of admission decisions.
But I would think that if we're so the state is paying for juniors to take the test,
yes,
all juniors. So if you want to retake the test, it would be out of
you're on your own
to take that.
Yes.
So we're not going to see as big of a pool of students retaking that test their senior year.
And you would see a more motivated pool of students. They're taking it and paying for it because they're planning to go to college or they're planning to apply to college. They have an added motivation.
Their goal is to get a better
score. The SAT again and to improve their score. When we're talking about these juniors who are taking the test, yes, a good number of these students are probably looking at college or at least considering it. Others, you know, they're taking it because they have to. They're checking off a graduation requirement. And, you know, they're taking their college entrance exam. They may not prepare for it. They may not take it as they may not be as vested in the results as some of their classmates.
Would it be fair to potentially make an argument then, why is the state paying for something to just check a box for a graduation requirement when maybe a lot, you know, there's a handful of these students that won't go to a four-year college? So what is the point?
Well, I think that's a good question. And, you know, I think when this was established close to a decade ago, the idea was that, you know, maybe a student takes the SAT their junior year, they do better than they expected to do, and they start to think to themselves, hey, maybe I am college material. Maybe I should apply to college. And, you know, I'm sure that happens with some students, and I think that's kind of a really romantic notion of, you know, a kid takes a college entrance exam as an 11th grader, and they have an awakening, and they decide college is for me. And that sounds great. But I think anybody who counsels students about their careers or their college choices or their choices beyond high school would tell you, we'd sure like these kids thinking about their future a little bit sooner and thinking more strategically about it. You know, what kind of classes do I want to take as a high school student to prepare for college? And, oh, by the way, what should I be doing and what should my parents be doing in terms of thinking about how to afford college?
Right.
You know, the idea of this awakening, you know, it sounds really great, and, you know, I'm sure it happens with some students, but, you know, but I think for a lot of students, taking the SAT is just checking off a box.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking more about this with us. Our guest today, Kevin Richert from Idaho Ed News, talking about the latest SAT scores here in Idaho. Always good to have you.
Thanks.
Up next, a new youth mentoring program. We introduce you to Bigs in Blue. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.